Our reflection today is on the words of Jesus in John 5:39 to 47. We start by asking ourselves, what are some of the reasons why people don't believe in Christ? In other words, why would people reject free gift of salvation and eternal life and settle for judgment and hell instead? In our passage, we see Jesus confronting a group of religious Jewish men standing meters away from him, who are unwilling to come to him for eternal life. They knew Jesus existed, they had heard of his teachings, and they had seen his miracles, yet did not believe. What was their problem? What kept them from believing in Christ? Jesus speaks of three reasons why they did not believe. The first one, in verse 39 to 40, is that they focused on the wrong Savior. The word says, "You study the scriptures diligently because you think that in them you have eternal life. These are the very scriptures that testify about me, yet you refuse to come to me for life." The Jews were a people known as the people of the book, and nothing was more important to them than their writings. Searching the scriptures and living according to the laws of Moses was their way of life and part of their identity as God's people. The problem was that though they took pride in their scriptures, they were ignorant of its story. Scriptures testifies about Jesus. The whole Bible is about Jesus. Yet these men did not understand this. They thought that they could earn God's salvation and favor by their own efforts and work of searching the scriptures. Yet salvation is free for all who believe in Jesus. It is by grace, not by human effort, that we are saved. The more they worked hard for their salvation, the more they were unwilling to turn to Jesus. They were unwilling to turn to Jesus because they were focusing on the wrong Savior. Secondly, they were unbelieving because they lacked the love of God. Verse 41 and 42 says, "I do not accept glory from human beings, but I know you. I know that you do not have the love of God in your hearts." These Jews had head knowledge about the Word of God, yet the Word of God had not stirred their hearts. They were not moved by it. The proper reading and studying of the Word of God ought to show us more and more of God's grace and reveal his great love in sending his Son to die for us. As we read his word, we ought to know him more and more, and this should cause us to love him more and more. Jesus knew that in their hearts there was not that experience with God, and so they were unbelieving. They had head knowledge, but their hearts were not touched by the grace of God. Thirdly, they were unbelieving because they sought their own glory rather than God's glory. Verse 44 says, "How can you believe since you accept glory from one another, but do not seek the glory that comes from the one and only God?" These people sought glory from one another rather than seeking God's approval, and this made it impossible for them to believe in Jesus. As long as we measure ourselves against our fellow human beings, we will feel content about ourselves, yet we know that is not enough. But when we compare ourselves with Jesus, we will be humble and will see our need for a Savior, and we will turn to him for our salvation. May the Lord help us that we may focus on the right Savior, that in our hearts we may experience the love of God, and we may seek and live for the glory of God alone, and continue believing and trusting in Jesus. Amen.